Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Lewis Mary Passeri. Sister Lewis Mary is a spiritual director and works at the Center of Dominican Studies at Ohio Dominican University. Her preaching is entitled, Always on Call.
A reading from the first book of Samuel. Samuel did as the Lord had commanded him. When he entered Bethlehem, the elders of the city came trembling to meet him and inquired, "Is your visit peaceful, O seer?" He replied, "Yes, I have come to sacrifice to the Lord. So cleanse yourselves and join me today for the banquet." He also had Jesse and his sons cleanse themselves and invited them to the sacrifice. As they came, he looked at Eliab and thought, "Surely the Lord's anointed is here before him." But the Lord said to Samuel, "Do not judge from his appearance or from his lofty stature, because I have rejected him. Not as man sees does God see, because he sees the appearance, but the Lord looks into the heart." Then Jesse called Abinadab and presented him before Samuel, who said, "The Lord has not chosen him." Next, Jesse presented Shammah, but Samuel said, "The Lord has not chosen this one either." In the same way, Jesse presented seven sons before Samuel. But Samuel said to Jesse, "The Lord has not chosen any one of these." Then Samuel asked Jesse, "Are these all the sons you have?" Jesse replied, "There is still the youngest, who is tending the sheep." Samuel said to Jesse, "Send for him. We will not begin the sacrificial banquet until he arrives here." Jesse sent and had the young man brought to them. He was ruddy, a youth handsome to behold and making a splendid appearance. The Lord said, "There, anoint him, for this is he." Then Samuel, with the horn of oil in hand, anointed him in the midst of his brothers. And from that day on, the Spirit of the Lord rushed upon David. When Samuel took his leave, he went to Ramah. The Word of the Lord. There's a story about a man who moved into a new home, and as he worked on his lawn in the back of the house, he became acquainted with his next-door neighbor, who would sometimes be working in his flower garden at the same time. One day, he said to his neighbor, "You must really like to whistle. I noticed that whenever you work in your garden, you're always whistling." His neighbor replied, "I whistle because my wife has recently become blind, and she's fearful when I'm not with her. So when I work in the yard, she sits on the porch. When she hears me whistling, she knows I'm close by. And if she needs me, she knows I'll be there for her." This story came to mind as I thought about David. He had no idea when he left his house to care for the sheep that he would be sent for and anointed king. What a great honor, and what a great responsibility, especially for a youth. But God's ways are not our ways. As God told Samuel, God does not judge by appearance, but looks at the heart. When Samuel anointed David, we are told that from that day on, the Spirit of the Lord rushed upon David. What does that word "rushed" mean? From what I've read and what I can imagine, it seems to imply that David had a true religious experience in which he actually felt the strength, the energy, and grace that the Spirit bestowed on him. He was aware of the Holy Spirit's presence and help in whatever he was called to do. We know that is not always the way the Holy Spirit comes to most of us when we're trying to carry out God's will. Remember Elijah, who waited for God to come to him. God was not in the earthquake or the fire, but in the gentle breeze. God chose to come to David in a clear, forceful way, perhaps to encourage David that he could perform the duty of being king, that he would not be alone. For most of us, I imagine, we experience the gift of the Spirit in a quiet, undramatic way, like the gentle breeze or a gentle spring rain rather than a rainstorm. But the point is, no matter how the Spirit comes to us, whether in a clear, forceful way or a very gentle and quiet way, the Holy Spirit is there always to help us. We may not hear the Spirit whistle like the neighbor did to assure his wife that he was there to help her when she needed him. But we have Jesus' promise that whenever we ask for the Holy Spirit, the Father always answers our prayer and gives us the Holy Spirit to enlighten us, to encourage us, and to enable us to carry out God's will as Jesus did. And so we pray, come, Holy Spirit. Amen.